isn't it a beauty? Oh, darling.
Steady the buffs.
Now I really feel engaged.
So you ought to, darling. It's a lovely ring. Be careful with it.
Careful? I shall never let it out of my sight.
Now, Arthur, I think Sheila and I had better go into the drawing room. Leave you men to your cigars.
I just want to say this. Now, are you listening, Sheila? This concerns you too. And after all, I don't often make speeches, as you know.
I'm sorry, Daddy, I was listening.
I'm delighted about this engagement. And I hope it won't be too long before you're married. You'll be marrying at a very good time. Oh, yes, a very good time. At last, we're coming together to see that our interests, the interests of capital, are properly protected. We are in for a time of steadily increasing prosperity.
I believe you're right, sir.
Now, you young people, just listen to this. And remember what I'm telling you now. In 20 or 30 years, you may be giving a little party like this. Well, your son or daughter might be getting engaged. And I tell you, by that time, you'll be living in a world where they'll have forgotten all about these capital versus labour agitations. There's going to be peace and prosperity. And rapid progress everywhere.
Arthur.
Yes, I know, my dear, I know. I'm talking too much. But you youngsters, just remember what I said. We hard-headed, practical businessmen must say